The government of Uganda has stepped up efforts to combat malnutrition with the launch of the Nutrition for All campaign, as health experts and development partners raise alarm over the scale and complexity of the crisis affecting children across the country. The Director General of Public Services at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Charles Solaro, says that 2 million children are stunted due to malnutrition, significantly affecting their health and future productivity. Information from the ministry indicates that there is a sharp regional variation in malnutrition, with Karamoja, Toro and Rufiji hosting districts as some of the most affected.
Without nutrition, you will have no health and you will have no survival. So you really need to look at that. And if you don't have any survival, then you do not have any future. And they will, and we cannot talk of productivity if you do not have. So for a nation, for the future of productivity of the nation, you have to have good nutrition, good health, and then you survive.
Now, echoing similar concerns, Zakaria Fushini from UNICEF pointed out that malnutrition persists even in regions traditionally known as food baskets, due to poor feeding practices. Fushini emphasized that malnutrition is not only a health issue, but also a broader social and economic challenge. The Assistant Commissioner Sarah Namukose also highlighted the scale of the problem, noting that malnutrition remains a major public health concern driven by poverty, inadequate health care access, and poor feeding practices.
That malnutrition is still a major public health concern here in Uganda. It's not only a health issue, an economic issue, a social development issue. And some of you who read the papers, you see that stunting is a proxy indicator for national development. So if we don't do anything about stunting, then we are likely to lag behind.